Guardians win last night 7-5. We're going to get back to that here in just a moment. I promise you that. That is a solemn promise to you, my friends. Because it was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen watching professional baseball or really watching Cleveland sports. And that's not embellishing. I'm dead serious because before that, with the home runs that happened that the Yankees hit, it was the worst moment I ever dealt with. But real quick, by the way, you said, I hate to say this, but Emmanuel Clase seems to be posting through it right now.
Yeah, obviously the mentions were not very good for him. You know, Guardians fans thought it was over. They thought the season was over. So they probably took to social media, let him have it a little bit, and as did most likely the Yankee fans. So probably wasn't in a great place, great headspace last night. And John Boy Media picked up on it that he was Instagram living all his accomplishments. He has a bunch of rings and all MLB, something about all his saves. So that is how he decided to cope with what went on last night. That was a win, though. See, that's a tough thing. Like, does he feel as much a part of that win as everybody else? That does have to be a tough one, right?
It's such
You don't get the great ending if he doesn't do what he did.
That's a good point. Yeah. He was part of it. But we needed him to screw up.
It's weird because we always say football is the ultimate team game. In so many ways, it's like, man, you get these moments, you better fill them out. Because there's no more. Damn it. There's so many things that move during a football game. But when you get to baseball, it's like you hit these little moments where you have to perform. And they're done in split seconds. And if you don't perform, it costs everybody. It costs everybody. And for a guy like Emmanuel Clase, he's been fantastic throughout this entire season. For a guy like Emmanuel Clase, yeah, last night had to be terrible. It had to be terrible. I'm glad they won. I hope that he didn't get too worked up over it. I hope he can put it away and get ready for tonight because they're going to need him again tonight. They're going to need him again tonight. And anytime a guy, I'm still steadfast on that. Anytime a guy gives up a save, like, yeah, man, like, you know, we got to talk about it because they don't just all of a sudden, it's not over a long period of time. It's got to start at some point. So with Emmanuel Clase, I still have faith in him. It still needs to be discussed. I don't know if I'd bring him out in the eighth, but again, I don't know if I'd be left with any other choice if I'm Stephenville. All right, now on to the other thing here. So it seemed yesterday, Mayor Bibb was tough-talking. He came out, got ahead of it. Seemed that yesterday, we were getting some words yesterday morning that might be an announcement tomorrow, meaning Friday. And the mayor decided, you know what, 2:30, going to be talking. Went right out there.
Let's get out in front of this.
He seemed very upset, Anthony. Now, we have Daryl at 8:30. Daryl was tough-talking towards the city. Yeah. Now, Daryl is a City of Cleveland resident and has been for 20 years, and at times has been happy, and at times we remember the whole Leaf thing a couple of years ago that we got him spun up on that still gets Daryl going. Daryl can be very, very, very critical of what goes on in the city, and he was critical yesterday. You see this differently. I think I agree with you, but I want to let you take the lead on this. You're the man who's covered the statehouse.
By the way, people should be critical of politicians. People should hold their feet to the fire, and that's the job they signed up for. That's the job that they ran for. I would hope that somebody like Mayor Bibb, or, you know, we have Ed Orkin on. We have some tough questions for him, or anybody associated with this. By the way, the Haslams, everybody involved, Cleveland, you know, Cuyahoga councilmen, like all of these individuals, this is what they do. They work for you. So this shouldn't be something where you should just let everybody off the hook. But with that said, I heard everybody just going off on Bibb and the City of Cleveland yesterday, and they were bringing a lot of politics into it that I don't think matter in this case. I think this announcement yesterday, I think to me, this was the best of both worlds. This is finally the opportunity for this region to have a world-class facility that can host year-round events of all kinds that are going to bring so many people into this city and this county and this region. And I also think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to finally develop the lakefront in a way that makes sense for a lot of people. So this to me
is an opportunity, though. Like, that's why, you know, I know what you want to say to Daryl, and we'll give him that chance at 8:30 today because we have the mayor of Brook Park joining us on the show at 8 o'clock. Like, I want Daryl to have that opportunity here because, you know, when you say the word opportunity, there's been a lot of opportunity that's fallen through over the last 100 years. And so I don't necessarily blame a guy. I agree with you. I think that everybody kind of got what they wanted. And I know that the mayor has to go up there and talk tough because he's the second mayor that lost the Browns. And, you know, we make the jokes about, well, now he has to open up an alpaca farm. Sorry, them's the rules. Yeah, I know he has to talk tough, but I do believe in my heart secretly this is kind of what he wanted. I do. I don't think it was that much of an effort to keep them here. I think the Haslams got what they wanted. They
yes.
get a huge tract of land.
Yes.
They get to control all that.
And they
get to monetize
the Browns in a way they've never been able to monetize the Browns. Of course the
yes.
Haslams are thrilled and pumping their fist today.
Now, the city, to me, has the opportunity to put something there that's longstanding, not just 10 times a year with some concerts and things like that, that can have a steady stream of tax throughout time. But the word opportunity there is a scary word because there's been plenty of opportunities that have been thrown around in the city of Cleveland that just haven't come to fruition.
Oh, that's...
And I'm not making
yeah.
anything about the road over there on 10. I'm not talking about that.
No, that's for sure. I'll just say this. If anybody's been paying attention over the last 5+ years, this is even during COVID that this stuff was going on, this region and this downtown has actually had pretty unparalleled, if you look at towns like this, unparalleled development in downtown. Now we can sit there and argue are the taxpayers had some undue burden or whatever. I'm just telling you, when it comes to development, like when you look at we have three new skyscrapers in the last 5 years. We have another phase of the East Bank. We have a $3 billion development plan that we were just championing on the riverfront. That is going on. You have at least two new hotels. One that hasn't made an announcement yet, but I can tell you it's going to happen. Two new world-class hotels that are going to be opening up. And if you get this dome in Brook Park, wait till you see what happens. We've had cranes in downtown Cleveland. There were like 20 years where there were no cranes in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah.
The last 5+ years, again, when I say unparalleled development for a town of this size, just ask the people in Pittsburgh how much they would die to have that kind of development that Cleveland has had. So you're asking, is there actually going to be development on the waterfront? I can tell you because I've talked to the developers. They are pumped for that stadium to get raised and for them to have the opportunity to build something that they just haven't had. Right now, there's a parking lot and a stadium that gets used 10 times a year. Guys, that is going to be housing. That's going to be potentially retail. There'll be a park.
Yes,
there might be a soccer stadium.
I hope.
This now opens up opportunities that, quite frankly, they haven't had. So, you know, everybody was crushing Bibb. Yes, there's plenty of reasons to crush every mayor in every urban area in the country, and this is just another one for them. I'm telling you that 5 years from now, you will think differently on that, at least when
I
it comes
so.
To that waterfront
area. I really,
area.
Really, 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 really hope so. Which, by the way, in 5 years, it'll be just the beginning of it because, I mean, yeah. it's going to take 5 years to get this whole thing up.
Oh, yeah.
By 2029,
but you'll see what is going to be an actuality because people are chomping at the bit to be able to do something like that, and they'll have the ability. I'd even mention the flats, the other phase that they're going to have down there.
Mm.
Like this isn't happening in cities this big. People have to understand that. So everybody, I know a lot of people live in the suburbs. They don't want to come downtown. They watch their cable news network and they think there's just crime every day. There isn't. There's actually a lot of good things going on. So I think people have to understand that this is going to be the best of both worlds. You're going to get your world-class facility that we've never had that is going to attract events. And what are you doubting our Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and our Tourism Bureau? Have you been paying attention to what they've been able to bring to this town? Like a lot of places are jealous. A lot of places are envious of what Cleveland's been able to pull out of the last 5 to 10 years. And now this paves the way for so much more. There is one little catch in all this, and this is why we're going to talk to Ed Orchid and eventually the Browns. How are they paying for this? So this is going to be a big detail that I'm not going to gloss over. Like we do need to get the devil in the details here. Like we have to find out. But if they pull this off, I think it's going to be the best of both worlds.
All right, here's Mayor Bibb saying he is disappointed in Browns ownership.
Our vision for redeveloping the lakefront is becoming a reality. And more businesses are choosing to invest in our great city. The Haslam's choice to move the team away from this progress is frustrating and profoundly disheartening. When the Haslam's shifted course and abandoned the renovation plans, we pivoted to explore options for a new stadium and offered to make a portion of Burke Lakefront Airport available to the team for redevelopment to include a new dome stadium, and adjacent development, comparable, arguably better, than the vision the Haslam Sports Group has proposed for Brook Park. However, the organization was not interested in pursuing this option.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, this was always the best setup for the Haslams. I mean, this just was. I people are dumping on Bibb and Cleveland for this. You do realize, like, the Haslams, to have something downtown, to have something like that and that kind of space downtown, you would have had to have real estate developers get out of the way to just hand over their land. They weren't willing to do that. The Haslams getting out to be able to monetize the Browns and that venue in a way they never could before. So the Haslams are loving this. They never wanted to stay in Cleveland. Why would they want to stay in Cleveland? What? And by the way, what has the city gotten out of having the Browns on the lakefront? What have they had other than hassles, having to staff it so much more for an understaffed police, you know, group to begin with? Mm-hmm. Like, this is the city having the Browns is not the boom that people think it is.
I do think there's a lot of, from what I've heard, and you hear more on this stuff than me. You're more into the civics than I am. I get that. But from what I've heard, you know, there's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of tough talk, but they got what they wanted here. They did. That's what I'm told. 216-474-0092.